Today on The Take, 64 lives are claimed in a Russian fire. No one pays for the death of Alton Sterling, and Michigan State has a lot to answer for. Come on, go around the globe with your boy. We're going to do it under 60 minutes.
The sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture. We answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing. Just an ordinary show based in London, but we different. Talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues. We running facts that the media lies about on the daily. Things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue. Bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique. You're out missing. Just tune in the same time every day except on the weekend. It gets raw jumping in the deep end.
If you can swim, swim in the deep end. What it is, what is up, what is what? It is the top of the 11 o'clock hour and the sexiest city in the entire world. And that is London, England. Which means it's 6 p.m. and the city so nice they named it twice. New York, New York, and only 3 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I'm your host, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with me, and for that, I am grateful. I am thankful. I don't sound like it, but I promise you I'm humble. I always will be. A lot to talk about today. Right? It's still Tuesday. Found the sweet spot. Alright, so here it is. In Kemerovo, Russia, 64 people died in a fire in a mall. The sad part about this story is 41 of the people who died were children. Thousands were in the streets, and Vladimir Putin, the president of the Russian Federation, showed up and blamed the cause of the fire on corruption. That says a lot for a government who is literally built on corruption. Okay. So, somebody will be blamed for the fire. Somebody will go to jail. And somebody will pay a lot of money. But the owner of the mall probably owns a whole bunch of other things, and is one of Putin's cronies. They won't go down for it. There aren't real investigations like there are in the United Kingdom or Germany or France or Norway or, I used to be able to say this with certainty, in the United States. You see, justice isn't the same for people in the United States if you look like me. My experience with the police department, the Seminole County Sheriff's Department, and the, I want to say, Winter Springs Police Department, disgusting. I was taken into custody when I called the police to report that my identity had been stolen. I was taken out of my home in my underwear and barefoot. And I was booked, fingerprinted, and because I dared ask questions, because I had never been arrested before, I guess I mouthed off, and I was hit in the neck by a sheriff's deputy. Now, the Seminole County Sheriff's Department decided to cover their tracks by saying I was non-compliant, when the truth is, I was told to go sit the fuck down. So that's what I did. Now, I said, I am going to go sit the fuck down, but I'm not signing that fucking paper. And when I turned my back, the pussy that he is, he hit me in the neck. Now, it doesn't matter that the charges were eventually dropped. And it doesn't matter that I faced no jail time or anything like that. The fact that I could be carried out in my underwear out of my own home when I'm the victim of a crime tells you all you need to know. So when the state of Louisiana said they were going to investigate the two white officers who shot Alton Sterling, do you think I expected them to be charged with anything? And even if they were charged, do you think a jury would convict them? See, I'm reminded of Philando Castro, who told an officer, listen, just so you know, I have a firearm with me. I am licensed to carry that firearm. He said, now, of course, we don't get to see this, but I have no reason to dispute the woman's account, because if you'll recall, she is calmer than the officer. Now, they'll talk to you about officer training and all this bullshit, but the truth is that any person who is afraid of an unarmed person should not be a fucking police officer. Not one out in the street. If you're that much of a punk that the first thing you're doing is reaching for a firearm, you don't need to be a police officer. Period. That's why the fuck you are trained in hand-to-hand combat. They're out here tasing pregnant women. If I'm pulled over in the United Kingdom, I'm not afraid that I'm going to die. There are expected to be protests in Louisiana. We'll find out how that plays itself out. Then you have Sacramento, California. Now, here's the problem with California. When you think of police brutality, you tend to think of LA. The Los Angeles Police Department is notorious. I mean, I unfortunately grew up with the beating of Rodney King being splashed all over my television screen. And I remember a comedian saying they beat Rodney King until they retired. Now, you know, this wasn't right after that. I saw that. That happened in my childhood. I'm an adult, and they're talking about Rodney King later. And it may have been Fab Five. No, it wasn't Fab Five. But it was before. There was a comedian before Cat Williams was like the pimp. It was this other cat. I can't remember his name, but he looked like Bernie Mac, but he wasn't Bernie Mac. I can't remember the cat's name, but he was funny. He told that joke, and he said, how could, they said Rodney King was doing 150 miles in a motherfucking Hyundai. How the fuck are you doing? You couldn't do 150 miles in a Hyundai with four fat people going downhill, could you do 150 miles in a motherfucking Hyundai? A Hyundai Excel? That's the old Hyundai's? So in Sacramento, you have the murderer Stephon Clark. The call that originated police response at all was someone was breaking car windows. And there is footage of what police are claiming are Mr. Clark jumping fences. Now, we can't confirm that. We'll wait. I don't know. But I will tell you this. They shot him over 20 times in his grandmother's backyard. I don't know if the suspect happened to be running through. I don't know if Mr. Clark was the suspect. I know he was unarmed. I know the only thing he had in his hand was a goddamn cell phone, and they killed him. Now, I'm going to just say this. Unless you want to fucking die, and in some cases, even when you don't want to fucking die, when you are confronting a police officer in the United States of America, and you look like I look, you find yourself, and you're pissed off about it, lady, but you find yourself because you have people to get home to. You have people who are counting on you. I am docile. No, sir. Yes, sir. I'm compliant as a motherfucker. Because Sandra Bland scared the shit out of me. A traffic stop, she ends up dead. They're body slamming our African-American female children then. It wasn't enough that they were just killing our black men and our black and brown boys. Now our women are under assault too. So, when confronted by the police, I'm not the same cocky, arrogant, smart-mouthed individual that I am now. Because when I did pop off, I got hit in the neck. And you know what I have to show for that? A bulging disc in my neck where I can't feel my arm when I wake up in the morning. There are times during the day that I completely lose feeling in my arm, my right arm especially. Thank you, Seminole County Sheriff's Department. So there is no justice. Now, there's supposed to be a town hall in Sacramento tonight. We can report to you that the Attorney General of California is taking over the investigation. I should also point out to those who don't know, Sacramento is the capital of California. Sacramento actually elected or hired, I guess is the right word, their first black police chief. So a lot is riding on him as the trust in the police and the justice system erodes. So Alton Sterling was selling DVDs outside of like a cash and go. I'm trying to think of how to relate this to European. A small grocery store, a candy store, a small shop in New York. In Philly, y'all would call it a deli. They sell a little beer, cigarettes, that kind of thing. They make a little food. He was selling DVDs outside the establishment. He had the owner's permission. Someone called the police and said that Alton was waving a gun. Now, when the police encounter Alton Sterling, he's not waving a gun. they are trying to subdue him. And the next thing you know, he's shot. I'm tired of watching videos of my brothers and sisters being put in harm's way or being harmed and nothing being done about it. These officers that killed Mr. Clark are on paid leave. So, I'm angrier than a motherfucker. Then I saw a posting by Black Watch. Now, depending upon how long you've listened to this show, he was on one of my very first episodes. And he said the reason that March for Our Lives don't mean shit to him is because of Alton Sterling. Now, I tried to point out to the brother that they brought and talked to Chicago kids. And the Chicago kids didn't just talk about school shootings or being shot in the street, but they talk about being afraid to walk down the street and being confronted by police officers. Now, I will grant you that when they were talking on the mall area, that didn't come up. It wasn't specific. But I have watched them on the Van Jones Show and watched them on Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell and, of course, the Anderson Cooper had a special about them. So, listen, gun violence is gun violence. I lost my father to gun violence. We have to do something about the police unions. We were doing a better job, but I'm going to tell you something that disturbed me. They have a documentary on Netflix about Flint, Michigan. How big the town is, and they only have like 88 cops. Like 11,000, is it 11,000 people? And they have 88 cops. But when they showed the shooting of Philando Castro, I watched black police officers try to justify that shit. Right? They were older. I'll grant them that. I want to be fair. It's kind of weird, like, talking over Tevin Campbell when I'm supposed to be calm. And I'm mad as a motherfucker right now. But the younger black officers were looking like, no. You know, now they didn't speak up. I saw that shit and it pissed me off and I stopped watching it. I'm like, how are we really going to try to justify this shit? Again, Philando Castro's girlfriend is calmer than the officer who is still holding a gun on this man. And again, when I watch these videos, there's never any aid offered to us. Never. The only instance I can tell you that I know an officer assisted one of us as we laid gasping for air or dying is Trayvon Martin. Now, Trayvon Martin wasn't shot by a cop. But the first officer on the scene did not wait for a mouth guard. And that's what you're supposed to do, so that you don't actually had the mouth-to-mouth contact. He didn't wait for that. He tried to save Trayvon Martin's life. It was to no avail. He was shot in the heart. No justice, no peace. And I think that given what we were going to talk about is why Nigel chose the kind of music he's playing right now. But I will tell you this much. Just as people were tired in the 1950s, they're tired now. You know, Philando Castro's killer, the shooter down in Oklahoma, it always touches me because Terrence died. He had a twin sister named Tiffany. If you know me, you know why that may have hit a brother hard. The police overhead said he looks like a bad dude. He had his hands in the air. And a white female officer shot him. He was unarmed. And then when we are arrested, we're given the rough ride like Freddie Gray. But you can kill a whole church full of people in South Carolina, and they take you to motherfucking Burger King before you're handed over. That's America. And you know what, America? You gotta deal with that shit. As I expressed the other day, the only countries that bear the mark of shame, and none more than the United States of America, because your society was built and funded and everything about America was built on the backs of slaves. Your greatest heroes George Washington, I don't give a fuck that he freed his slaves, he had slaves. Thomas Jefferson, they call him the father of freedom, the author of freedom, owned slaves, raped his slaves, and I don't want to care that he loved that woman. That woman didn't have the right to refuse him. I want to hear that bullshit. And on top of that, the Jeffersons tried to deny them until, of course, the advent of DNA, then that shit had to go away. Y'all don't know what it's like to be black in America and be afraid. And it's funny because my closest friends are either white or come past for white. And their interaction with police officers are completely different from my own. And it should not be that way, however it is. And all I can do is give you the truth, and that's what I'm telling you. Shit is raggedy, and until we do something to fix it, I don't know if you need to have longer training at the academy, better training, because this shit doesn't happen in other countries. And you can't tell me, no shade to Germany, you can't tell me that, come on. Europeans are fucking racist too. We see the rise when they talk about this far right. Please know that Steve Bannon didn't go speak in France to the people in Macron's party. It was Marine Le Pen's party. This nativist shit. That's a dog whistle for racism. Except it's not really a dog whistle. They don't give a fuck anymore. They're just basically just coming out. Blah, deal with it. We get so focused in on the dumbest shit. Like, for instance, do you know when I went on Twitter, the number one story was who the fuck bit Beyonce in the face? I get it. Beyonce is the most, she's probably the most famous entertainer in the world right now. Jay-Z can't pull the kind of crowds that Beyonce can, and that's just the truth. All right, and listen, my favorite rapper of all time, Jay-Z. So I say this to you because why was that more important? Y'all get so focused on the wrong shit. It makes me so angry. And the reason that we talk about shit that goes on all over the world, and I'm constantly preaching to my American audience, is because, well, Europe gets it. You know, evolution is an accepted fact. There's no conflating. Your faith may not line you up with science at all times, but some things are just accepted as fact. You don't dispute if you throw something up in the air, it's going to come down, do you? And Newton explained that to you with math and physics. It's an undisputed fact. Energy equals mass times acceleration squared. It's undisputed. Yet you deny science whenever you want. And you want everybody else to fall in line behind your Judeo-Christian. Okay. But if there was anything that I ever learned about Christianity, it was justice. And I'll be honest, it was the Scandinavians who made Jesus white. If we think about how the church was formed, Constantinople, we know the people are darker. I'm just telling you the truth. You may not want to hear it, but I'm going to tell it to you. Accept it. I will tell you this about religion and I'm going to move on. Throughout the recorded history of humans, when things would happen that humans could not explain, they made it God. Before we get to the Greeks and the Romans, the Egyptians, first they worshipped a moon god. And it's believed at that point they actually had a female pharaoh. He or she may have been even transgendered or gay. And we're talking about like the first or second pharaoh. Their name escapes me, but I know that they worshipped the moon. And then after that, well, they had worshipped the sun first, and this pharaoh was like, no, it's the moon. And then afterwards, it went back to the sun, and it was Ra, and it was Ra until. Now, we know that the Greeks couldn't explain why the sun rose and set. So they said it was Apollo. I think the Egyptians understood that without the sun, it would be cold. Remember, they're in the desert. The desert gets cold at night. I think that's why they worship the sun. The Greeks is the advent of philosophy and thinking outside of the normal bullshit that you are being fed. Aristotle said, "I think, therefore I am." It's the beginning of individuality and that Western philosophy begins. They made Mother Teresa a saint, and I thought you had to perform miracles. And while I will admit that it's a miracle that woman didn't die of diphtheria from the dirty water and squalor that she was, well, she wasn't forced, she chose to stay with those people in Calcutta. I don't think she performed any other miracles. They were trying to canonize the only pope I had known my entire life, which was Pope John Paul II. And of course we had Pope Benedict. We actually have two popes. We haven't had two popes in like 500 years. But we have two popes, Benedict and Francis. Yeah. Catholicism is all... But that's not why we kind of veered off into something that I didn't intend to. Before we come back to the United States, I want to swing over to China real fast, because I don't know if they're telling you this yet in the United States, but Kim Jong-un was in China. He arrived Sunday on a train, had multiple meetings, that's more than one, with Chinese President Xi, and he bounced. So, I know that the Koreans are saying that dearmament and denuclearization could happen. Watch how the adding of John Bolton affects this, and if the Iranian deal is torn up, despite the rest of Europe, the only person that wants this deal torn up outside of Benjamin Netanyahu, who was hospitalized for, I think it was a cough and a high fever, is Donald Trump. And the only reason Donald Trump wants to tear it up is because it was done by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Ah, the longing for Obama. Michigan State. I cannot talk about that right now. Not with this song playing. So I'll go back to Tiffany Haddish real fast. She's not going to be invited back to another party. Because, you know, the Carters like to keep their stuff on the DL. It was already bad enough that Tiffany Haddish had put out there in the atmosphere that Beyonce had to check some female for touching Jay-Z. So, I mean, I guess that was all right. So I guess Tiffany thought, well, I might as well just tell y'all what happened after the Inglewood. She won't be at another party. You don't tell the Carter's business. All right. So, Michigan State. I want to start off by saying this. Y'all know that I saw something about New York. We'll talk about that in a second. But my mantra is Michigan over everything. So it gives me no pleasure to discuss the sex scandal at Michigan State. I revel in their defeat. Michigan won on a buzzer beater the same day Ohio State and Michigan State lost. Great day. But I would not want to see a scandal like this or the one that was at Penn State. at any school, but certainly not in Michigan State. So Larry Nassar was the doctor that was abusing all of these gymnasts at the University of Michigan. His boss, William Strampa, was charged with criminal sexual misconduct, willful neglect, and fostering an atmosphere for lewd behavior. His supervision or lack thereof of Nassar, basically saying, look, if he didn't know what was going on, he should have known what was going on. Now, the second part of this story is that the Texas Rangers are investigating the Caroli Ranch in the wake of the Nassar trial. Now, if you don't know who Bella Caroli is, then I don't think you watched gymnastics. He trained Nadia Comaneci. His wife, Marta, just coached the Final Five. It was the last time we were going to have five gymnasts, and Marta was retiring. So the Carolis, who are Romanian by birth, they have a lot to lose. And if the United States gymnastics turned a blind eye to this, I will never watch gymnastics again. Ever. Ever. Michigan State has a lot of... they have a lot to answer for. I don't understand why they're not getting the same scrutiny that Penn State got. Why isn't the hammer being brought down on Michigan State as it was with Penn State? Was it that the NCAA realized it went too far with Penn State? Or is it because that was football and boys, and this is gymnastic and girls? And let's be honest, the football team brings in money. Gymnastics, not so much. And there's a sexism problem in the United States. Men seem to matter more than women. Something we only thought went on in China. Ah. Now I wonder if that one little criticism of China just got them, or that part, edited out. See, because I understand that as long as we don't say anything about negative about President Xi, our podcast streams in uninterrupted. But we are never live in China, because I could say something that China wouldn't agree with. I can promise you we're not heard in North Korea. Unless it's being pirated from China. And technically, because it's a British show, we might be heard in North Korea. I don't want to talk about the fact that the President of the United States isn't talking about the lawsuits that the women he slept with are filing against him. I'm no longer saying alleged because it's stupid. Now, I get the CNN, they have to worry about being sued. You could take my show from me, and that's about it. Nothing is technically owned by me. Oh, make whatever you want. So, yesterday, I had the little procedure try to alleviate some of the pain that your boy is feeling. And I gotta be honest, I'm in more pain today than I was yesterday. Now, AB said that's normal. Billy too said it's normal. I just know I've been vaping a lot more than I normally do, but it's because I have to control my pain. And the whole procedure was supposed to alleviate the pain. So we'll keep losing the weight, trying to take the pressure off the knees and the back. Y'all know now about my neck and shoulder. I don't know what we're ever going to be able to do about that. I'm not letting them cut my... I'm not letting them cut me open. So, I don't want you guys to get tired of hearing about Najeer. But I have to do it. And it's not just... because they dragged Hillary Clinton. If I were doing it just for that, then no attention should be paid to me. But I think when the United States returns to some semblance of normalcy and accountability, because right now you have none. You know, the president of the United States isn't commenting on his women because it's not affecting his poll numbers. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump's approval rating has actually climbed, but only when it comes to the economy. But it's enough to boost his approval rating. And Republicans, you know, the Republican Party that couldn't acknowledge the fact that Barack Obama was at least a stand-up father and decent husband. This man is thrice married, never faithful to any woman he was ever with, cheating on his wife and his girlfriend with at least one woman. And if, since we veered into this just a little bit, Stormy Daniels' non-disclosure agreement says she's not allowed to talk about paternity. And Stormy Daniels put out there that in 2011, she was trying to put her daughter in the car and that someone verbally threatened her. Now, I'm not suggesting that Donald Trump is the father. I'm just trying to figure out why paternity was in Stormy Daniels's was in her non-disclosure agreement. So when the United States returns to normalcy, decency, and accountability, I want it to be said, this needs to be investigated along with everything from the Mueller investigation to, and this is why I said New York earlier, the state of New York is threatening to sue the Trump administration. California has already filed suit over the census that the Trump administration is putting out for the first time since 1950. Whether or not you're a citizen is on the census. So, while I get that it federal spending does go into these places, if you don't have an accurate account of not just, it's not, for me, it's not just about federal spending. It's about, well, people aren't going to answer that question. So people may not even fill out the census. And then we don't have an accurate depiction of who's actually in the country. So, Najir. What you need to know is this. Donald Trump put Chad, an ally of the United States of America in Africa against the spread of ISIS, was put on a travel ban because the country was too poor to afford passport paper. They pleaded with the Trump administration and the State Department and was overruled by Donald Trump. Chad was put on the travel ban. And in retaliation, whether you think they were right or wrong, they pulled their troops out of Niger without informing, or maybe they did, and that's where the breakdown is. But either way, Donald Trump, he commands these people. He is their commander in chief. So, all reports that we have, though, is without informing the United States, they pulled their troops out with no presence of any authority. ISIS groups moved in. American soldiers who think they're on a routine security patrol are ambushed and killed. The horrific nature in which they died, you can all see it. It's on an ISIS video, as they kept the helmets of our Green Berets . See, this could have easily happened if British soldiers were on that patrol. The United States needs to tell its citizens why they are in Africa at all. It's only through Vice that we even found out that they were building a secret base in Africa. As the anniversary of the Iraq war passes and 15 years of war in Iraq, we want answers. And I am being summoned. A House Is Not a Home by Luther Vandross for Niger, who I have locked in the tower. I want to thank you for listening to TK's Take. I've been your host, The Sandstorm, taking human form. TK the Great. And TK is out.
pretend it's all done. Are you gonna be